All right, there was a story that hit the papers this morning, somewhat disturbing. It was in the Morning News Metro section. Tuesday night around 9:30, Michael Irvin is driving along Marsh Lane near the Bush Turnpike, and he's at a red light, and a car pulls up next to him. Passenger window rolls down, and the guy in the passenger seat displays a semi-automatic weapon. Irvin said that, according to the story, he thought, okay, this is pretty serious, but then the guys started talking to him, realized it was Michael Irvin, and he says that's when they left and left him alone because they were big Cowboy fans or big Irvin fans. Pretty weird story.
Very weird.
We here at The Ticket have obtained exclusive audio of what went on that night. Apparently, we had a recorder in one of the cars, and it picked up the conversation between Irvin and the gunman.
Well, we just always mic that intersection.
Well, oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Well, I think all of those intersections have the cameras. Those actually have microphones.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes you can go get the audio from those.
Well, let's take a listen to this exclusive audio and see what really happened.
So unstable.
That exchange between Michael Irvin and a gunman on Marsh Lane Tuesday night.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Whoa.
Roll down your window, man. Run out your window.
What's going on, man? What's up? Little man knows something. Little man knows something.
Yeah, I know something. I know you got a big old gun pointed at your big dumb head.
Oh, my God. No. No, please, God. I deserve to live.
Wait, why do you deserve to live? You've been an exemplary citizen who's helped kids or something?
No. Even better. I was a Dallas Cowboy.
Really? Man, that's great. You're a Dallas Cowboy, huh? You a cowboy right now?
No, I was a Dallas Cowboy.
Oh, man, can you give me some drugs?
No, man, I don't do that anymore. I found the Lord.
The Luard? What is the Luard?
The Lord is the one who created all things.
All things?
Yeah.
Oh, so he created drugs and hookers?
Well, no. No, not really. Those are creations of man.
Ah, but God created man, therefore by extension, God created drugs and hookers, huh?
I see your point, but look, I didn't have no drugs or hookers.
No drugs or hookers?
No.
Well, I don't think you're Michael Irvin. You got some idea or something?
Yeah, got right here, right here.
Let me see this.
Yeah,
anybody can fake an ID. Can you sing like Michael Irvin while signaling first down?
you want me to sing like some enchanted
Oh,
when you meet a stranger, you might meet a stranger from Crowded Room. First down!
Yeah,
that's a first down!
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Do you have an example of your crazy over-the-top wardrobe like Michael Irvin?
Oh, let me see here. Let me see over here in my trunk. I got a pink furlong tuxedo with a cape and Phantom of the Opera mask.
That's pretty good. Do you have anything else that would prove you're the real Michael Irvin, like the inability to do a coherent talk show?
You know it.
All right, then let me hear you do a talk show. Come on.
Well, the thing you got to understand about Cowboy and Dion, and now it's telling Dion the other day, I told Dion, look, Dion, you're small.
Yeah, you are Michael Irvin, man. Damn. You are Michael Irvin. How cool. I'm going to let you go. I'm glad I didn't run into Pac-Man Jones. You know why? I didn't want to get shot. Oh, happy day.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I don't think.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds more like dramatization than
that is
event.
Kind of the way Michael told the story to the paper, that they recognized him as a cowboy and let him go.
They talked for a while.
Yeah. They talked about everything.
Yeah, they pretty much talked about everything. Music, cowboys.
Yeah, I didn't know Michael sang.
The radio business.
Yeah.
They hit it all.
All right, thanks for that exclusive audio. It's 8:45 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Is something new coming to the NFL, and will it start when Tim Tebow joins the league? We'll talk about that next.